The LGBTQ Civil Rights Organization, the Human Rights Campaign, or HRC, announced today it's launching what it calls the largest grassroots expansion in its history. The group is launching a $26 million political organizing campaign to prepare for the 2018 midterm elections. The Associated Press reports those resources will be focused in six key states, including Arizona. To learn more, we're joined by Jody Winterhoff, HRC's Senior Vice President of Policy and Public Affairs. Jody, good morning. Thanks for being here.
So good to be on with you.
So specifically to Arizona, can you give us a sense of what your effort might look like here?
Certainly. And as you said, this is our largest grassroots expansion in the almost 40-year history of the organization. You know, what we're looking to really do, we have an active steering committee in the Phoenix area made up of volunteers from across the community and across the state. We're going to build on that. But we will have paid staff on the ground through the elections of next year to really help organize those folks and recruit and enlist more members and supporters across the state. There are many important conversations to have about equality and fairness and not discriminating, and we plan to have those. The other thing that we plan to do in places like Arizona is join with other partners, as we have in many other states. I heard that there's, you know, some work on the ground there around the healthcare issue, and we would certainly partner on that issue because that impacts the LGBTQ community. But this, at its core, is really about moving forward equality and fairness in Arizona.
Now, are you looking specifically at the national level, for example, the U.S. Senate race with Senator Jeff Flake, or are you also looking to have some influence over some of the statewide and maybe even legislative races?
I think we'll look at all the above. We don't have a pre-cooked plan as we really look at Arizona. We want to look at where the best opportunities are and really work with some local partners there. You know, in terms of the Senator Flake, you know, look, there's every opportunity for him to build on some opportunities to work for equality and have better votes when it comes to our core issues, and really support things like the Equality Act, which would mean full legal equality for the LGBTQ community. He presently has not chosen to sign on to that piece of legislation, even though we have over 240 co-sponsors in the United States Congress, and it is bipartisan. So, you know, there are opportunities like that, but we will look at elections, and we do want to elect pro-equality folks up and down the ticket. And we have worked in local communities in Arizona to work to have non-discrimination on the books at the city and city council level. We've done that work previously, and we will continue to do so.
Jody, are there greater trends you're seeing? There have been people in the human rights community who have expressed concerns about how things perhaps have changed since last year, and then perhaps that's continued with the Trump administration. Are there trends you're seeing that make this a troublesome time and a time that it makes it even more sense for HRC to get involved?
Certainly. And I think what we've seen with the Trump administration is during the campaign, there were some attempts to, at least through words, reach out to the community. But you have to look at the substance of what is actually happening. And so through the nominations of folks who are anti-LGBTQ, through the policy rollbacks that have already occurred within the first couple of weeks of Jeff Sessions being our attorney general, they rolled back protections for transgender students. And so I think we really have to look at, you know, what is happening concretely. Supreme Court justices who don't support our issues, and the community feeling fear around what might happen, whether it be relationship recognition through marriages or through employment and other protections. We really want to work towards actually having protections in this country, not worrying whether or not some of the minimal protections we currently have would be rolled back.
Jody, how do you plan to gauge whether or not this effort is successful? I mean, it seems like it could be kind of a long-range kind of thing, too, especially when you're talking about having specific policies enacted.
Certainly, and I think you always have to look in efforts like this, what is possible in the short term, but also really look to the longer term. And I think one of the things we've heard from our members and supporters is it's not enough to just work to resist policies that work against the community. We want to have a positive agenda of really working to advance communities. And what we do know is when LGBTQ people have protections in the workplace or with housing is that it makes communities more vibrant, businesses are more successful, and we know these things. And so that's the case we're going to be making in Arizona and across the country.
Jody Winterhoff is Senior Vice President of Policy and Public Affairs at the Human Rights Campaign. Jody, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks. Great to be with you.
And you're listening to The Show.